It's the Midget Podcast.
Sir. We here with it. Check, check. One, two.
For what was you saying about Russ?
Check. This man Russ went online, and I just watched a video about it, to be honest with you. But this man went online. He was complaining how Billboard was pretty much like taking sales back. You know what I'm saying? Like, apparently he sold some shit, you know what I'm saying, directly to his fans. And so Billboard decided not to count it. They end up hitting his man back and hitting his management and being like, you know, hey, yeah, we're going to take off these sales. So this is what we're going to report. This is what we're going to count. And so he ain't really like that. And so he went to Twitter to go make a rant and be like, you know, hey, the industry itself is not a, I don't even want to say a scam, but like is rigged. And come to find out, all the major platforms and shit, they owned by like the same company, Billboard, and the company that like.
That was me.
You got to the game. Shout out to the Chiefs and the Lions.
Shout out Thursday Night Football season back.
Yeah, football is back. Here. Just had to hand clap for that for sure. But yeah, man, this man Russ was just exposing him, and it's not necessarily exposing because this shit is like it's information that's out there. But it's just, it made me think, like, you know, people that want to be artists, to, like, the artists, to the producers, like, how do you feel about going into an industry knowing that it's inflated and rigged for only the major labels to win and all the independent people to not be as successful? You know what I'm saying?
So is this because he was doing one of those things where they sell like merch and they count it as an album sale too?
Yeah, so I think he did do that. But I think the problem was is that like, and somebody brought up a good point, is that whenever like the major artists are ready to drop, they'll never say anything to them about it. Like Travis Scott does that faithfully. You know what I'm saying? Like he'll do the merch and then he'll drop like, he'll put, you know what I'm saying, do a song and a merch situation together. So this nigga can sell a million hoodies, and then in their eyes, they count it as platinum because he sold a song with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't be liking that. I'm not mad at him gaming the system at all. Because I think we was talking about it a few pods ago when we was talking about, Tory.
Yep.
And like his streams and stuff like that, and like how you can't really quantify what a stream is. They still find the ways to get over. So like Russ talking about the fact that they're pretty much consolidating his streams is messing up his money. You know what I'm saying?
But it's like, why they not blanket, at least with that rule, why they not blanket across the board? Because it's like if you let Travis Scott do it, you know what I'm saying, don't tell me that I can't do it. Even though I may not be as big as Travis Scott, but like, you know what I'm saying?
They pick and choose. And it all comes down to like the label you're with and all of that. Like who's Travis with?
I know he got his own shit, but I'm sure he got a partnership with somebody.
Yeah. I know he has like he has distributing deals with higher up labels.
Probably Universal.
Most likely Universal. But with that, Universal is one of the forefront music groups, you know what I'm saying? Forefront streaming groups.
They own all that shit.
So, yeah, so they're going to have more say into, like, what counts as a stream and, like, how much their artist is going to get for that. And Travis is a bigger artist.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which is why he's able to bundle the merch with streams and the vinyls with streams. And that's why his stream numbers always look super, them first weeks always look super crazy
because they inflating them.
They inflating them jumps. But like, I'm pretty sure you look at his second and third week numbers and month out numbers, and them streams drop drastically. Not saying that the music bad enough like that. It's just you get a more accurate number on the consumption. You know what I'm saying?
So when you say it's messing up his money, how is that so?
It's messing up Russ's money because he's independent, so he doesn't really have like that label back end to be like, okay, yeah, this is what his numbers should look like, which is why they're able to kind of twerk his numbers and deflate what he's doing.
So when he's selling like a hoodie, for example, mm-hmm. and he's selling an album with the hoodie, that's a different income than actual stream income, right?
Yeah, because he's getting the money for the hoodie, but cool. So he's also getting money for a stream. So if they're saying that don't count as a stream no more.
Or an album sale.
Then you're only getting the money for a stream. So like a single, like particular stream, not like money for an album being bought. It's weird.
It's a dumb system.
But if on his website, they must be sending those sales to Billboard or whoever counts them, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Again.
Not necessarily. It's more so to the, so like there's metadata in the song that we put in there. So then like when niggas stream it, no matter where it is, because of that metadata, the computer can search for that. And if it tracks it anywhere, it can track it on the internet. If it's Instagram or TikTok or whatever the case may be, it'll run through them websites and them platforms and just look for that code. So that's how it gets categorized. You know what I'm saying? But I honestly think the problem here is that there's no blanket rule on what a stream is or what can constitute as a true album sale, because people are finding more creative ways to sell their music. I honestly think that another separate entity, and maybe it need to be outside of the music business.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like some companies, like when two companies get into a dispute, sometimes they gotta go hire a third party.
Yeah, they need like a third party arbiter to come in and kinda like parse through, okay, this is the amount of streams that they made. This is how much money they need to be getting for this be broken in.
I think some system like that is needed.
Yeah. So it's like there's plus and minuses to the streaming game. Streaming makes it easier to put out music than it's ever been.
For sure.
But it also makes it easier for the labels and for the execs and for the streaming companies to be like, okay, yeah, this don't really count as a sale. So we can kind of twerk the numbers. Whereas in before, when it was just pure physical copy sales, it's easy to track. Okay, you sold 300,000 copies of your album, so we have to pay you out this amount of money for that album. But now it's like, okay, you got 300,000 streams, but is that 300,000 album sales?
Yeah. Actually, I heard this too. I heard this like back in the day. This may not be true, but back in the day, like when they was doing physical CD sales, like to manipulate the billboards back then. So what they did was that they would calculate the number of sales based on how many copies you printed.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, because they gotta, you know, make them shits ahead of time. So like the first week, they'll probably print out 200,000, send them joints out. You know what I'm saying? And then they'll register the billboard. Oh, the label sent out 200,000 copies. So technically, it's going to seem like, oh, it's 200,000 sold. And then over time, they continue to buy records, you know, send out more records and get more printed. And over time, they'll be like, if we officially sent out 1 million records, we sold 1 million.
So is this problem money or is it just placement? Like going gold or platinum?
I think it's the principal, because he not... After the fact that he's good outside of the label is great, because it's not about the money at that point. It's about the fact that I sold 10,000 more than you claimed. Yeah. You're not giving me that recognition.
I don't know if I like that, because if I buy a hoodie and I stream your album, or I bought your album from iTunes, how actually do they count album sales? You got to stream the whole thing once, huh? One time? Well, how does that work?
So, like... On the DSPs, when you actually add the album,
I think it counts.
That's an album sale.
All right, so cool. Right. I could add it on Apple Music, which I pay Apple monthly for.
Right.
And then if I go, I like his merch, I buy a hoodie. That's two album sales.
If it comes with an album. If it comes with an album. That's two albums.
Does it come with a physical album?
It'll come with a digital album.
See, that's cheating anyway.
But everything's already digital.
Yeah,
everything. Right. But that's what I'm saying. That's my point. If I press add, and I don't even have to listen to it, I could just press add and it counts as a sale.
Yeah.
Correct.
And then I buy a hoodie.
Yep.
You could put everything. You could put a $2 keychain on there, and it come with a digital album, and that counts as a sale.
Yeah,
100%.
That's cheating. Anyway,
I mean, but that's been going on though.
That happened to Nicki a couple years ago. Didn't
yeah, that's when Nicki dropped that. Because I want to say she dropped that at the same time that Travis dropped his joint, and it was a whole big thing. Because she went online and made a whole big spill about y'all counting Travis's album and his merch sale as sales, but when I do it with my album, y'all trying to say that I can't do that. Da 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 da.
Told you. They doing it to everybody, so they done did it to Nicki.
There's a term for this in the corporate world where it's like, you basically putting in double numbers to mislead investors. I forgot what it's called.
I know what you're talking about.
I know exactly. It's that books. For sure.
Yeah, so why is he dripping? You didn't earn the extra.
It's really just. It's the labels. I don't want to say the labels, but it's kind of they mad that they're able to twerk the system.
Bruh, you were twerking the system. You mad that they're not letting you twerk the system.
Right.
But I could be like, this shirt come with 10 albums.
Yeah.
But when you think about it, I get why they twerk the system, because you're not getting paid off of music for real.
He got like a good fan base where he tours and all that?
No. Yeah, Russ has a good fan base. Like, the way he even built this fan base and built up his numbers, he built it twerking the system for real. Like, he when he was coming up, before he would drop albums, he would drop singles, and he would list them as albums or as EPs. So every single, he would drop it as an EP. So it would count, they would count it like as a full project sale. And then he would drop a whole album full of all them songs he dropped as the EP, as the album.
Finesse.
So he been finessing, but that's how like he kind of built up his base. Just finding ways to kind of like get ahead of the system, because you're marginally getting paid if you do it the straight way. Like if you just do it straight, I'm gonna just drop an album, no merch, twerk, no nothing.
I feel it, but why Travis gotta be the only one that can get that treatment?
I don't think he does that no more. I think they deaded all that shit.
No, he just did it with Utopia.
He's still doing it, bro.
He just did it with Utopia.
That's the whole problem itself. It's like y'all are vividly like not even hiding it no more. Y'all are just allowing it to happen, knowing that we're visibly seeing y'all, y'all saying, hey, we'll let it happen here. Then you're reaching out to management saying, nah, I can't do it. Nicki can't do it. What you mean, bro?
Yeah, because when Travis' first week's numbers came out, I think he did like 613. But even in them 613, they put an asterisk. Like, yeah, this includes bundle sales.
13,000.
So then let's do that for everybody. Put an asterisk next to everybody's.
That's the point. But it's like they're not going to do that. They just doing it for him.
So Travis is the only one that's...
Primarily. Drake doesn't need to necessarily do it.
Yeah, Drake don't be doing that. But like...
But I'm pretty sure if he did, his numbers would be astronomical.
His numbers probably touched like 1.5. I'm not going to cap. If he did like a bundle.
Crazy. It's really just for like this project went gold. It's not for money.
Right. But
it's the notoriety. So it's like, it's more so if you can convince everybody that this thing is great, then you trigger that, FOMO. You trigger FOMO. So it's like, okay, well, cool. If this album is gold or everybody's cranking, it makes it seem like everybody's cranking this album, then all right, I'm going to go listen to it.
Even past that, in a long-term focus, long-term view, when you go to sell your rights or you go to, like, re-up on contract negotiations, you have, if you got all these platinum and gold records, mm-hmm. you're able to dictate how much money you can, like, really get on this deal, or how much money you getting off your catalog. So I see Russ's issue with, okay, you taking these streams from me.
Yeah.
You messing up my long-term catalog when I want to go, like, sell the rights to my catalog.
My only rebuttal to that is I don't think in order for you to sell, like, your catalog, right, that's to give whoever you sell it to the right to, like, license it to movies and things like that, right?
Yeah, they'll take ownership of that record. So pretty much.
But you can get bad, because remember when Future just sold his catalog.
Yeah, but if you don't got a catalog that people are gonna want to use, it don't matter how many you sold to your fans.
Well,
y'all understand what I'm saying though?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's like niggas gonna still, you'll still get bread for it.
You get bread for it, but it's not gonna
be catalog. He got a catalog, bro.
He has a fan base. He sells out
a fan base.
He does arena tours and sells out.
He has a
good fan base. Even if you don't like his music, like I'm not the hugest.
I've never heard a Russ song a day in my life, in a movie, in a show, none of that.
I have.
Yeah, what show?
I have.
And what show? I can't tell you.
Yeah, actually, he's been popping.
I watch a lot of TV. I don't know.
Like 2017.
Yeah.
I've heard his name since then, but what I'm saying is like
he has like
Future get that money because Future has hits that are like movie trailer music. You get what I'm saying? Like this, like the stuff they play on the radio, or like the stuff they play in the club. That's the stuff that you're gonna hear in on like a movie trailer or in a movie soundtrack.
Oh, for sure.
Does Russ have radio hits like that? Like what's his, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he don't, does he have mainstream popularity like that to where he should be tripping off of this, or should he
he's not superstar level.
But if anything, that's more of a reason to trip. If you don't got the superstar fandom, every cent count.
They're not taking away from his money.
But they are. If you stopping my album from going platinum or gold,
selling it twice.
But if you stopping it from going gold and platinum, you're stopping my money. If it's not today, you're stopping my money down the line.
I don't think that's the case, bro. Just because it's like I said, you're selling your album twice. You're sending it in a attached to a receipt to some merch that you bought.
The label is doing that too, though. So it's like, how can we manage that? Because if they doing it, and like especially if they got clauses in their contracts to where like, all right, your project go gold, then you get this amount of money. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you don't think they're gonna look at? You don't think they're gonna look at when he goes to sell his shit? You don't think they're gonna look at? Okay, well, this number is from streaming. And I see it's combined with this number over here.
But if the label's still eating, it shouldn't be no problem.
You said when he goes to sell his catalog.
Yeah, but you're selling it to a label.
Or some private equity firm. Yeah. Or somebody.
Who usually has ownership in the label itself. So, like, you still eating off of me selling the shit twice.
And the label own both companies. The company that gathers that information and tells you, hey, all right, okay, I'll accept these, and then, you know what I'm saying, I'm not going to accept these. And then also on the other side, I'm flipping it and saying, hey, you know, I'm going to sell double albums. Anywhere that I can get these album sales and inflate it as much as possible, I'm going to do that. And that's the fucked up part.
But I'm, all right, I guess, I just don't see. It maybe it's just me, I just don't look at his music as being that valuable anyway.
So you just personally don't see the value, and that's perfectly fine.
But it's just,
and I think that is cheating. If Travis do it, if he do it, if they're blatantly letting Travis do it, like y'all say, and stopping everybody else from doing it, then yeah, he had a right to be upset. But I don't think it's gonna affect you the way y'all make it seem. I got $5,000 for his whole catalog right now. His
catalog worth more than $5,000.
Yeah, you tripping, man. Bro.
I doubt that.
You got to take a long term.
He got M's.
Saying the name, however many songs, is not a good.
It is.
It's not, bro.
That's your weight in the culture. No, you can't name his songs. How you gonna put a value on his music?
I don't know them just.
I don't know the name of a lot of songs, bro. Like, that's not a good.
Can you name 10 Future songs?
Yes, but
can you name 10 Lil Baby songs?
I don't know.
Possibly.
Can you name,
I'm a Lil Baby fan. I don't be knowing.
Can you name 10 Travis songs? Can you name 10 Drake songs?
Yes, you're asking me to name all the mainstream artists.
My point. He's not a mainstream artist.
That's more of the argument for what we're saying, bro.
It's not what I'm telling you.
A label person to a non-label person.
So you want him to pad his stats so he could get the same type of money for his catalog that a mainstream artist would get.
That's the whole purpose of it.
But he's not a mainstream artist, is my point. It's like...
How can he be a mainstream artist then? So, because if that's the only thing that's differentiating the situation, then in this process of trying to become a mainstream artist,
he's not.
He's still been shorted. So you just don't think he's gonna be a mainstream artist.
He's been out for how long? Like
6 years.
We gotta be honest, like. For real. This is not me shitting on anybody, bro. We gotta be honest, bro. If you've been doing
it for
6 years, bro. And it's not like you don't get you be on a Breakfast Club. Like you're
6 years.
You are where you are at that point.
We're still talking rap? About we're, so every a lot of the people rap, that you though, named that we're comparing them to been in the game for less. Over a decade.
No, Lil Baby been in less than 6 years.
All right, Lil Baby's an anomaly.
Not Lil, really. 42 Doug probably I does.
Mean, Lil Baby been out more than Lil Baby been out at least 6 years.
Mainstream
at least 6 years.
And right. Went straight in
because okay, the joint with Drake came out 2017.
Oh yeah,
was it? Nah,
yes came out 2017. Yeah, S and D came out 2017.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
damn.
2017, 2018. Because I remember like that time frame of where I was at and where I was hearing that motherfucker.
2018. I mean,
so yeah, about 6 years.
Yeah.
Because he dropped a tape before that.
Okay, so that proves my point even more. You are who you are. And rap, most people don't even get a 6 year run. So if you get a 6 year run and you in it, you probably on like a Currency level. How much you think Currency could get for his catalog?
Currency? Probably like 30 mil.
I can see Russ getting 30 mil for his catalog.
Currency could definitely get 30 mil for his catalog, bro.
Definitely
Currency
30 mil.
Currency been in the rap game for over a decade.
Again, 30 mil. I don't think that, bro, how can I?
I'm gonna.
This is gonna sound extreme, right? But just listen to what I'm saying, right?
All
right. If it don't matter how long you've been, it matters what songs hit.
Currency has music that hits.
All right.
He has hits.
Trinidad James. How much you think Trinidad James can get for his
for his catalog?
He got his catalog consists of one song. Is my point.
5 million.
And that's all off of Gold Everything, whatever the name of that song and the remix.
10 million if you thinking about projecting.
Is
over,
it 10 million?
Like over like
that nigga probably don't even own that song, fool. I ain't gonna lie.
Nah, he probably do. That's for the original. Is it? Cause that's just
he gets something because he would have got them royalties from what's his name from Bruno Mars.
Okay. Yep. 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 You're right. You're right.
But what I'm saying is like you got to be realistic with your shit. Like, not. Nah, but
listen, ain't nobody saying Russ is gonna get 80, 90
so M's. Do you really see? Huh?
Let's check his Spotify.
Do you think that Russ is gonna be has trajectory to go higher from now? Any rapper after they've been in the game, after they get some type of notoriety,
I get what you're saying. It's harder to make that 2 Chainz type jump than it is.
You are player,
but nah, and we not
16.6 million.
Yeah, he's trying to downplay the shit out of him.
I'm not though.
You are.
Go to Lil Baby's.
Lil Baby's probably gonna be like 30 plus M.
But that's what I'm saying. Y'all two different calibers of artists is what I'm saying.
But 16, that's not bad at all. That's a lot more than a lot of niggas' favorite rappers is getting monthly.
What favorite? Which ones?
A lot of like.
How much 42 Doug get? I was wondering. I'm
Go to like 42 Doug.
Oh, and then do ESTG after that.
42 Doug only got 6.6 million monthly listeners. So he's 10 million behind Russ.
Like now you talking about niggas who are popping because the type of rap that is popular is the street rap.
The Gucci Mane.
But them niggas is not selling out arenas. They're doing tours with other people to sell out arenas.
He doing just a tad bit more than Gucci.
But Gucci, that's not a good Gucci.
Right, who else we want to go to? Let's go
to ESTG. I'm trying to figure out because it's like
all the niggas you saying are they hot? Like I'm not.
Nah, I know. But I'm saying
5 million monthly listeners.
But I'm trying to figure out.
Russ does arena tours, bro.
Y'all know. All right, do y'all know any Russ fans? Like hardcore.
Yeah,
Russ?
I actually.
So know. But listen up. All right, so are they one of those people who just constantly listen to Russ all day?
They listen to everything.
But Russ is in a Serato.
Yeah, sure. Russ is in a rotation.
Like for example, I probably got 100,000 of Future's monthly streams. I ain't gonna hold you. Like I listen to Future that much. I'm jazzing it, of course, but I'm saying like,
yeah, you.
I'm saying I'm, repeat because I don't see. Like I said, bro, I've never heard a Russ song. Nobody I know listen to.
Bro,
Russ.
You got to open up your lens.
So what? If it's I honestly feel like if music is good, it will come to me.
I want you to give me another artist. I'm liking these comparisons.
Like you,
do Lil Baby. We already looked up Lil Baby.
Yeah, Lil Baby Gunna is in 30 million. You know what I'm saying?
But those the mainstream.
In the future.
That's probably like 50.
But I'm trying to think because there's mainstream and then there's Russ. Like what Russ is on?
Russ is mainstream.
Definitely in 50.
Russ is mainstream.
Do Currency. Russ, is, you think?
Russ is mainstream. He does. Currency, he sells out 2.4. Arena tours.
So he's doing when way last time he did better.
You said how much?
2.4.
He's doing Currency does 2.4.
Yep. So we took Currency, Doug, and G. Also, you combine all of their monthly streams. They don't match up to Russ's.
No, they do.
No, they don't match up to Russ's. Who? If you take Currency, ESTG, and Doug's monthly streams, they
ESTG
don't
had combine how much?
5.
ESTG had 5 million. So that's 7.
Doug had what? Doug had 6.6.
Yeah. So
also, timeout. He just put out an album. Russ?
No, he put out a single.
A single?
Yeah, he put out a single.
So all three of them combined.
No, it's an album, Santiago.
All three of them combined don't match up.
Is there a way to look up last month? Nah, for real, because if you just put out an album, that means everybody gonna go listen to his shit, right?
I feel a little bit.
G just put out an album too. They put out an album same time.
That was like 2 weeks ago, bro.
They put out an album same.
ESTG?
That was 3 weeks ago.
El Toro came out a month ago.
No, it did not. It came out the same time I started my job.
August 18th, 2023.
August 18th, that's 3 weeks.
August 8th, where it's only still first week of September.
1, 2, 3. No, it's not. It's literally not though, because tomorrow it'll be a month.
From 18th the 18th?
18th. Tomorrow's what?
The 8th.
That's not a month.
1, 2, 3, 4 weeks.
You graduated, bro.
That's four. Look, you graduated. I'm showing
the 18th to the 8th is not a month.
Makes 4 weeks.
18th
to the 8th is not a month.
3, 4. I'm looking at the damn calendar, bro.
18th to the 8th is not a month.
It's not. But what I'm saying is on here, it's a month, bro.
He just had to drive that home.
It's a month, bro. It's a month. It's 4 weeks.
Okay, that's when ESTG dropped his album.
Yeah, 4 weeks. And when did he drop his?
That's not a month.
Okay, bro. Whatever. 4 weeks is not a month now. 4.6 is weeks is a month.
Ooh, the same day.
Who, Russ?
Yeah.
Yes.
He dropped it the same day.
Listen, I still don't think it's.
Hey man, shout out Russ.
Yeah, nah, but shout out to Russ. What I'm saying is,
shout out Russ.
It's like y'all not trying. Y'all understand what I'm saying though?
I hear what you're
saying.
It don't
matter. The numbers, I feel like you have to have the songs that people
want. So the numbers
want.
Don't matter now because the numbers don't match up to your argument.
No, the numbers. No, people. Okay, he got more listeners than ESTG Currency. What I'm saying is, you have to have the songs that people want to buy in order for you to
get.
He does, bro. Okay,
that's what I think.
What songs? Name his top five songs.
He got a song. So I think it's called "So What" with Rick Ross that go crazy. That was a radio hit for a minute. Yes,
yeah, he do got a drunk fire it. Drunk with.
He got joint with Baby that goes. He has songs, bro.
I'm not saying he doesn't. What I'm saying,
I'm saying he has songs that's worth value.
Okay.
They just don't fall into the line of music that you listen.
It's
to.
Not even that. All
your arguments come from what. Your viewpoint.
No, we're talking about people. You brought up talking about selling your catalog.
And you said you never heard a Russ song, but you don't listen to that type of music.
I listen to all types of music.
You don't.
How you going to tell me what I listen
you
to?
You just said I don't listen to Russ. I've never heard a Russ song.
Specifically, but I listen to all types of music.
Okay. Shout out Russ.
How much Young Blue do?
That's a great question, because he the next topic of discussion.
But also... Yeah, man, shout out to Russ, man. I guess if I just don't see it playing that big of a part in whether or not you can sell your
5.1.
That's decent.
Got niggas arguing Russ. I don't even listen to that nigga like that.
That's crazy. Niggas not even listening to Young Blue forever.
I fuck with Young Blue.
This is opening my eyes.
I'm
messing with
Blue Heavy.
It's like you can kind of see the tears. So if anything, Russ is a B-list artist.
And those streams that you, the 16 is when he did the 2. Or no, they cut that out. Or is that just for Billboard?
That's continuous.
His continuous monthly.
That's continuous. Like, so it's not even just his one project. Like, they could be listening to all his shit.
Like, if a label was going to offer somebody a deal, they would offer that nigga a deal before everybody else we named, just off of his streams.
Bigger deal than Young Blue, for sure.
Than all them niggas.
100%.
It's just like I said, it's just that the type of rap that is popular, that's the mainstream popular rap, is not the type of rap that Russ does.
So do you think Russ is going his trajectory is going to go up at any point in his future, or you think he's going to stay at the same?
I think it has. It's gone up since he's been on it.
I'm asking.
It can go up even further.
It can definitely go up 100%. Now, I don't know how. I don't know necessarily who he need to work with, what project needs to come out, what sound he needs to
have. It's just the landscape has to change back from trap rap being the main focus to other forms of rap.
Because we definitely getting tired of it.
You getting tired of what?
The trap rap.
Man, look, that El Toro go hard, bro.
I don't slide. I don't
slide. That slide. That's back shit harder than anything Russ ever dropped in his life. The Russ, though.
It's like comparing Russ. What's that album with that that the old head said that was fire?
Oh, that
Pay the Fool.
Nah, the joint you was talking about.
That you said
the Killer Mike guy.
So you saying Russ is Killer Mike?
That's what it feel like. It feel like you compare ESTG to Killer Mike and saying that he, you know, his shit crank a whole lot harder. Of course it does, my nigga.
So if of course it does, Russ
it's
got
two different. It's two different vibes. It's two different vibes.
Yeah, that's all.
Shout out to Killer Mike.
It's like comparing ESTG to
see how many months
of
views Killer Mike.
Hey,
bro. Watch Killer Mike get like 24 or some shit like that.
You think he getting 24?
I don't know. We gonna see. If he get more than Russ, then Russ need to shut the fuck up forever. I'm sorry.
Hey, that will be wild.
We gotta shut the fuck up. And apologize too if he get more than Russ.
2.3.
That nigga less than currency.
How many albums did you have? When last time you dropped the album before Michael?
Shit, 2016. No, he did Runner Jewels 4.
Yeah, 2020. He was doing all them Runner Jewels albums. Them joints trash. Shout out Killer Mike though.
Young Blue. I think Young Blue got potential, bro. I fuck with
Young Blue. He just need to stop. Yeah, he need to stop fucking with them bitches. You know what I'm saying? If you need to pay Boosie, just pay that man.
Yeah, he got
Blue. So I was listening to his brother. His brother that started the label with Boosie.
Yeah.
He was saying that Boosie is fucking the money up.
I believe that.
Cause he was like, their deal, cause Young Blue was signed to Epic, I think. Mm. They had a deal with Young Blue. They get 50% of his first three albums.
Gotcha.
And he only put out two so far, but I guess Young Blue didn't pay him. But also, how much do you think Young Blue made? Cause I think Young Blue offered Boosie like $2 million, right?
I think so.
And Boosie
Yeah, he should have took that too.
How much do you think Young Blue made off them shits?
Off them first two albums?
Yeah. The second one was good. Yeah, it was okay.
The first one was fire.
But the first one was wasn't the first tough. One a mixtape, and then he just really re-released it as a hold on, which one?
I don't remember. Because I want to say the first one. The first one got what song is that? First one got Mine Still on that jump.
The remix, yeah, Moonboy. Moonboy is the first one?
That's like his, that's the album that took off. The one he dropped after that, that's the joint that's like, to me, that's mid.
He dropped the album after Moon. Oh, so I'm thinking of the mixtape. Oh, you talking about Love Scars? Oh, Love Scars too.
He got hella mixtapes.
Love Scars, the original.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is the one that I got hip to him on.
But he just dropped some, was it early this year or late last year?
Love Scars too.
Was that Love Scars too? I thought it was something else after that.
Like what's Love Scars 2 is
what's the album
just came out in April.
What's the album with him and like the background is like a mountain or some shit or the road?
That's Tantra.
Tantra.
Yeah.
Tantra.
That's what 2022.
That's the joint that was mid. He do got some joints on there, but
yeah, that joint was okay. Yeah. It wasn't nothing crazy.
Moonboy was cool.
Yeah. Moonboy's tough.
So he dropping the album right here.
So he should be. You said it was a three record or three album deal, right?
Yeah. So this he should be.
That
done
should
now.
Be. That should be it. That's probably which is why. Probably Boosie, why. Yeah. It was probably why Boosie like, going crazy.
Them three albums done. I need my 10 M's.
I mean, take that too and count it as a win because I don't think he made 10 off of them. Not off them last two.
I feel like the Moonboy he probably definitely did make 10 because he definitely got that Drake song on there. That Drake song went platinum way before the album even.
And that Drake song was in the club for like a year and a half.
So,
but that's the thing. I was on that shit before Drake even got on there. How did I even get hip to that shit?
The streets, man.
Was that SoundCloud?
Probably. But yeah, when Drake got on that joint was in circulation in the club for damn near 2 years.
Yeah, so I off Moon Boy, he definitely made some M's. The Tinatra, the other joint, he probably made a couple M's, but you know what I'm saying, it's definitely not enough. So even though over them three albums, let's say he made 16. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's not giving 10 M's.
And he got to recoup from that first before he paid them.
So even if he did make 16, Epic's probably taking 4-5 of that.
Yeah, profit.
Off of pure profit, paying back for album promo, tour, all of that.
He going on tour?
He goes on tour, but he's not doing.
Got his 10.
But again, like you doing tours, he's doing tours attached to somebody else. Like he was on tour with Baby, 2021. So like you doing tours attached, you're not doing solo joints. So you're not even recouping that much money off of the tour.
Even headlining a tour.
Yeah, like you're not headlining yet. So yeah,
is there a way to see how much money your album made?
I don't think we not going to see that. Not like
because the DSPs, an
accurate number.
Yeah. They all different. Especially if you can negotiate a deal with them, like on site type shit, your stream numbers or your price could be totally different.
It's like looking at net worth. Like you get an idea of what niggas are making, but it's not really that net worth can include like property value. So yeah, your net worth might be 17 mil, but if 12 of that is property. You really only got like 5.
You just got a
$10 million
house he bought early on his career.
You got something that costs 12, but that's just depreciating. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It said Moon Boy did like 21,000
streams
first week.
Yeah, so you're not seeing no crazy money off that. Not $10 million worth to get the Boosie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Boosie gonna have to talk that one.
But he also saying that he was he forged some documents or some shit.
So he said that Boosie knew that he was doing that. Boosie gave him permission to do this shit. He think that his brother got paid and didn't cut him in no money. Boosie think that TQ got paid. The TQ saying he didn't get paid at all.
Okay.
Like neither one of them got paid. That's why he's saying like, and then he's also saying about Boosie going out there and saying that he forged his name on shit. They're gonna fuck up. He's gonna fuck up all the shit because he probably did it for other situations too. Because for real, Epic might have to come out and give them that money, give them that half. They should pay him, but they said they sent it straight to Young Blue. And Young Blue, I guess it was just like you handle that shit type shit.
And that's usually what I feel like they be doing.
So Young Blue offered him $2 million. So I mean, he got like some decent. Matter of fact, didn't he get? I think he got $9 million.
That's crazy.
And Boosie want 10.
He said, "Give it all to me, and then throw Boosie, him on top."
Boosie's suing Young Blue, Epic Records. He's suing OVO. He's suing a bunch of different motherfuckers.
That nigga, he got other shit to worry about.
I think he's trying to aim for 10 and settle for less. Like settle for like 5.
They say
Young Blue is worth $500,000. By the way,
worth $500,000.
That's what.
Well, see, not the pocket watch anybody, but you know what I'm saying. Like, if a nigga is worth $500,000, right? But then I can literally go to your page. First of all, if I got a $1.6 million, I should be making at least $500,000 off my Instagram, just off posting shit. But that's just another story.
You probably do.
You probably do.
But I don't think you can come out. I think it has to be off the album. You can't come in. I mean, if you go through litigation and he ended up winning, then they would come after his personal shit. But it's not just automatically gonna come off his Instagram.
I mean, I feel it. I'm just saying it all. Like, you know what I'm saying, the crib, you know what I'm saying, my nigga building a whole school type situation. Ooh. Young Blue.
What school he built? He building a school?
Yeah, it's like a little record label school joint, so like he can teach people how to do music and all that shit.
I see his trajectory and he's trying to pivot.
So, but he started that joint on like earlier this year.
Smart though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Russ need to take heed of that.
But it's like, yo, it's just so crazy. Like, this building alone probably costs 10 M's. You know what I'm saying?
Huh? Yeah.
His building?
Yeah.
You think he bought that himself or you got investors?
I would say he have investors, but I always use OPM. You know what I'm saying? But the net worth got to be bigger than that, you know what I'm saying, if niggas is tapped in.
So unless he got shit hidden.
I would. In the eyes of the gunman, yeah, I only made 500K.
And what's up with these women? A woman texted his wife?
I don't know.
He going through it right now, brother.
Yeah. I mean, from his music, bro, I'm pretty sure he probably got a lot of bitches hitting on him.
Or apparently not. Apparently it's all cap because his wife acting surprised. Like, nigga, I'm out.
Hey, man.
I cheated on her, got a new one.
Yeah.
That song, that Love Scars is his best jump. And he need to stay in that bag. Like all the other shit. I don't know, bro.
Shout out to him. Yeah, because that's how niggas became fans. He was singing that shit, you know what I'm saying? Doing all his mixtapes. So him putting all that, the energy and the Love Scars.
But that's another thing. So basically, all Boosie brothers basically weren't running this shit. Mm. He was just like, all they did was marketing for him. And I guess
trying to get a big ass cut.
50% of 3 hours. I mean, if that's a deal, you sign, that's a deal.
Yeah, you signed it.
But also, like, nigga, you put $250,000 worth of marketing into that nigga. Like, you could have put more than that.
I mean, that could be a finesse, and maybe you could bring that to a judge and be like, hey, it doesn't make zero sense if you're telling me, like, you can intentionally lowball the marketing budget, you know what I'm saying? And then still bank on a nigga blowing up. And then when he blow up, all 9-1, 10, 20 M's. You know what I'm saying? Off a small-ass investment.
It wasn't a set number, though. It was just like 50% off 3 albums. So if the album sold 100K, it made 100K to get 50.
I feel it. I feel it.
Which is, I don't know
but what type like of deal. But it's like if you intentionally don't push that nigga shit, you know what I'm saying?
Then, yeah, I'm not... If you're not honoring your end, I'm not trying to honor that.
I'm not trying to even think it's
that. Bro, do you really think they got money? Boosie and them got money like that to be pushing anything more than that?
That was the next day. It's like, yeah, y'all think Boosie is getting low on some cash? Cause
probably.
You just named like five people. He
and he fighting and he fighting cases too. So
my man is probably out here.
You think?
And I'm not to say that he broke, but you know what I'm saying, like when you live in a lifestyle,
he made millions off that movie he put out.
Still, if you live in a lifestyle and your expenses is, you know what I'm saying, extravagant, the millions is going to go quick. You know what I'm saying? It's just as like, if I always compare it to like, if I make 100K now, how I'm living, all that's going to do is multiply itself, you know what I'm saying, when I'm making a million. Nothing's really going to change. If I'm spending 50% of my check and saving 50, I would like to, you know, keep that same habit. But if a nigga is spending $1 million.
You save 50% of your check right now?
I'm trying to get there. But I got help, though.
I'm saying you got two incomes.
We got help.
It's hard to do that off one income. In a one-income household.
Not for real. Yeah, but my bad. What were you saying?
No, just in general, like, if a nigga expenses is high because you maintaining a lifestyle, then we know this nigga got mansions. You know what I'm saying? We know he got cars. You know what I'm saying? We know he got people in his life that you gotta take care of type shit. So like if your expenses is steep, you know what I'm saying, especially if you fighting other shit, you may have to stash $1 million away for this lawyer, $1 million away for this lawyer, you know what I'm saying? And then all you're gonna be left with is like, you know, $1 million for yourself, but then your expenses is, you know, damn near $100,000 each month. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It go quick.
Yeah, you got a year's worth of 2 years worth of runway.
It's a reason you see a lot of artists doing a whole bunch of IG promo. Like they trying to keep on supplementing their lifestyle. So.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I would say it's a reason you see a whole bunch of artists is doing like a bunch of like social media promo. Like they doing promo for different different companies and stuff like that, like trying to still supplement that lifestyle.
Yeah, they putting that money shit in the music. You hear a nigga rapping about a brand like Swisher Sweet or some shit like that. They probably getting a bag.
Yeah, they getting a bag for that. For
I
sure.
Too, though. I thought about that.
Nigga, you know how much money Future probably got making puffing on Zooties? Like, that's a whole brand. Like, literally.
Zooties?
Zooties, yeah. Like, yeah. Part of that whole rollout was him talking about him being partnered up with Zooties.
Yeah, he got come out
Zooties
with a strain.
Zooties, it's a weed strain.
I ain't even know that.
He got come out with a strain.
It's literally, it's a weed jump. Like, that's a money move, though. It just so happened that's a number one song, too. So he cashed out on that because they cashed out.
Yeah.
Hey, bro. Shout out to, who was he talking about?
Young Blue. Yeah.
Shout out to Bluesy, too.
Shout out to Bluesy.
Bluesy is a legend. But
I hope he get his money right, though.
How much streams did Bluesy get a month, bro? Did we look that up?
No, we didn't look up Bluesy. I feel like his joint's probably decent, though.
I don't know.
Bluesy got a
Because I feel like Bluesy, he got a following, but it's definitely genuine and to the core. But at the same time, it's like
he got OG too.
It's OG, like that's he's 1.9. So it's like
that's just Spotify though. That's not all
100%. But if we just judging like if it's the same for every DSP,
do you think more people use Spotify than Apple Music?
It's almost equal.
You think so?
Yeah, they teeter totter every now and then.
And then like with titles like The Distant Third.
Yeah.
The Distant Third.
Not even off no like the slight just in terms of like
black man is crazy.
No, I'm just talking about in terms of ranking like monthly streams and all of that. That's the third.
Man, look. All right, man. July 19th, 2012, New Orleans rapper BG sentenced to 14 years on guns, witness tampering charges. BG came home like was that 2 days ago?
Yesterday.
BG came on yesterday.
Free the guys.
I ain't gonna lie, I wasn't up on BG when he before, like back in the days. Y'all fuck with BG?
I have no
idea. Only like to the extent of like the Cash Money shit. Like a few singles, but then he got locked up.
In 2012 though, right?
I wanna say then he
It's like 2012.
2012.
Maybe he got locked up before then.
Yeah. I think. Like I feel like he been in and out of jail for real. I might be wrong. It might be somebody else from Cash Money. Somebody else from Cash Money I think is locked up too though.
Turk.
Yeah, Turk is locked up.
Turk is out now. Turk been out for a while now.
Turk was locked up.
Yeah, he was.
Type shit.
Shout out to BG.
Shout out
to
BG, man.
Yeah, I was about to say back. Like, you know, like
for what?
What is,
I mean,
what is he, like what
niggas listen to BG more than Wayne. Certain niggas. Back in like Block his hot days.
Oh, ain't Block his hot days no more.
You don't never know. You think he still got it?
Hell nah.
I'm gonna go listen to some OBG and see what he sound like.
I was after
like how many? How much music does he have?
OBG? Yeah, he probably got like them. That was them.
He got a few, he got a few tapes.
It was like all diamonds and like fire in the background.
Yeah,
them days.
Every cover had the same font.
Yeah, nah, for real.
Same Windows 98 font.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, is it sufficient? Like, I'm glad he's home.
Nah, this can't be right.
But, like, I'm just trying to understand his significance.
I mean, he's significant to the point of, like, he was a Cash Money member. He was a prominent Hot Boy member.
He dropped the album already.
For real?
This got to be wrong. It's no way.
Ain't no way he dropped the album first day.
They say BG versus me.
It's on iTunes?
July 8th. Yeah, nah, this got to be something else.
It was like something he dropped while he was in the can.
ESPs, you said, what is it called?
BG versus me. It's not.
Man, keep that.
Yeah, look at this. So you got all of these.
Yeah, I'm about to say he got stuff. What is this?
161,000 monthly listeners from the can.
He dropped in 95.
Yeah, so BG been out for a long, long time.
Wow. Okay, so I mean, hey, maybe I just want on it, but. I mean, if he's been prominent like that, he already put a decade in.
He was
the game.
One of the hot boys.
Yeah, he was one of the. Like I say he was one of the more popular hot boys.
For sure, we was kind of young when them niggas was.
Yeah.
Like when they was really popping is like when I really started like. I guess listening to rap, I was like 9, 10.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
In 99, 95.
Not 95. I'm not gonna remember shit, but I'm saying 99, 2000. I was like 9 years old. And that's when I really started, like, diving into rap.
I had Beware a Dog back then. That was my first album I ever had. And that niggas be hating on Bow Wow.
I don't even remember my first album. Cap.
Shout out Bow Wow, man.
Yeah, he a legend.
He a legend. Funny as hell.
That nigga's a legend, man.
Nah, for sure. Yeah, shout out BG.
Yeah, shout out to BG. I'm gonna listen.
Hopefully, I'm saying hopefully get to the money. Stay out of trouble.
What the fuck is he going to do? He been locked up for 11 years. This nigga is 42 now.
Yeah, I'm saying just get to the money, man. Stay out the way. Do shows in New Orleans.
Man, fuck them shows. Tell Birdman give you $5 million.
Birdman
get you a crib.
Birdman tell pays. Birdman and give you some money.
Birdman pays niggas in cars and clothes like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Speaking of paying in cars and clothes, quick little pivot. Y'all seen Diddy finally signed away the rights to everybody's publishing, yeah, so they can get paid.
Yeah, but the dude, it was one dude,
Matt Curry or Mark Curry.
Yeah, the great, yeah,
yeah, Mark Curry said
he was saying his shit ain't worth nothing now.
Yeah, I mean, which a lot of them it might not be.
And this is what I'm saying. Just go back to the Russ shit, bro. Like, is your shit really gonna be worth that much?
Yeah,
he said his shit is like $400 a month.
But if he would have got it at that time when it was.
What song does Mark Curry have?
I don't know. That's what I was about to say. It's like your shit can
bad
be
boys members.
You know what I'm saying, not a lot, but if Diddy goes from saying, "Hey, I was just finna sell all of this shit for double digit millions, and I'm trying to give it back to y'all," something's in there that's worth some shit.
He's not making no money, bro. The nigga was like, "I want to get paid for all the time that you had my shit."
I feel like the only nigga that's really gonna see some residuals off of that is like Biggie's estate, like Kim, 112.
But is that Diddy fault?
Yes,
it's his fault. The fuck?
He owned the label
for 20 years and then he dropped some shit after 20 years. Like,
no, I'm saying like
Diddy could have signed away their rights years ago.
Okay, Universal could have been did that years ago. Sony could have been did that a long time ago.
It's for the culture, bro. He not supposed to do with people like that.
I always felt Diddy was a corporate nigga from the jump. And I feel like he ain't never not show that. You know what I'm saying? If anything, like he's the one black man that could be in there, in them rooms, and represent us, you know what I'm saying, and still have a suit on and still, you know what I'm saying, bring that swag. But I don't know. I think Diddy
hold them niggas.
All of them 90s niggas was not making no bag off their music.
Like, bro, it's the reason all of them niggas got beef with him. I can see if it was one or two niggas, it's like, yeah, we got issue with Diddy. All them niggas got issue with Diddy.
The Locks might get some shit. Like,
why though? Like, they the ones, is it like, no, did he force them to sign them deals?
Right, niggas was not even. I don't think niggas had access to know what the fuck was going on back then.
Yeah, you just finessed them all.
They had Google back then, bro.
I'm about to say that was the game. I mean, that's still the game.
TLC got paid in RAV4s. You seen that?
Yeah.
Bro, like some of the most popular artists was getting swindled by
cars and jewelry, son.
It's like, oh yeah, we got these cars, but I'm not seeing no payout. Like, my check for this album was like $10K, and this album sold like 200,000 first week. But oh yeah,
physical.
But you give me a new car now instead of cars now. So yeah, you got me a new President's
bus
Road.
Down.
Yeah, you got me a bus God. Down.
I'm gonna get you a chain. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, Gotti buy your car. You're not seeing no money on that damn album.
Reebok, Glorilla, Maybach.
She ain't seeing nothing on there.
Damn. He like, I got you.
Oh yeah. Shut up, that nigga, man. All them niggas had like it's really crazy, bro. Certain situations, like when they say like them niggas BG and Turk was on heroin and shit, allegedly.
Oh,
what happened?
Crazy pick six, Mahomes.
He threw a six.
It bounced off.
Oh,
the,
I see.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
If you lose, I'm trying to tell you, they was going for that plus.
They said the Lions is going to be tough this year, and it's the first season, so. Oh, that's it. That's not Mahomes.
Yeah, no, I wasn't on Mahomes.
That's too funny.
Yeah,
my man hit the Glorilla voice.
No, nah, that was Jesus.
That was God. Oh my God, that's even funny.
Damn, you ain't never heard that?
Yeah.
That's a tough addy, though. I ain't gonna lie. That's a tough ad libs.
Now, who got the best ad libs? Who's the top five best ad libs in rap right now? Or throughout time?
Throughout time is hard.
Quavo throughout probably. Time,
Quavo up there.
Travis.
Travis Addy. Got stuff Addy.
The Addy's just out of pocket.
He's lit. That's not it, bro.
Future got tough Addy's. They just don't. He don't got like
one
one memorable one, but he just has like tough like punchline addies.
Y'all seen that? Did I send that video of the Migos freestyle to the group chat? Or was you playing it up here?
It was a Migos freestyle.
Migos, there was at LA Leakers.
We might have been playing it in here.
Bag is here. Go get it. That
joke. Yeah. I was like, Migos as a whole got tough addies.
It was at the radio.
Yeah, I remember that joint.
Migos as a whole ad-libs is OC.
I ain't gonna lie, seeing that, the way they just went like that, them niggas, they really good at their craft. Like,
oh, for sure.
And it's crazy because...
And Thug.
Thug, oh yeah, Thug got crazy addies.
My man got thrown off.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what's going on back there.
All right, so.
But,
there not be no cheeks.
Nah, I think this is management. You know him?
That's not management.
Nah, the dude right there, he had a white polo. Yes, that's right. But a blue polo. Nah, shout out to shout out to Migo. Shout out, I forgot what the fuck was talking about.
You were saying damn, yeah, I don't remember. Nah, yeah. They
talking about them addies.
Nah, but yeah, Migos was actually
ad libs.
And the video of them niggas in the
yeah, so when I seen them put that shit together and it was instant like that, I was like, dog, these niggas is like that, like the truth. Like, and that shit was off the top.
Yeah, it was just natural.
He was like, Quavo was like, you wanna go first set? Set didn't skip a beat, just went right in.
Sliding.
They all freestyled, and then after that the beat was still playing, they adding the ad libs in and shit like
that. And that beat was crazy. Yeah, that beat was so crazy. Like that joint real life could have been, they could have dropped that as a song after that Ali Leakers freestyle.
Rest in peace to
Take. Damn. Offset's supposed to be dropping soon.
Yeah, I seen that.
Is Offset gonna have
Quavo on there? No. Yeah. Quavo was dissing him on his album.
I thought they got cool.
I don't know. I heard from the album, I heard.
It wasn't like no crazy diss. It was like, you know what I'm saying?
I thought they got that out there. Cool though.
Yeah, I think they're cool.
So I feel like he might have recorded that joint pre.
Probably.
Pre, like they're getting back together.
He called that nigga out on the, like, damn near the first song.
Yeah, literally the joint started off like, yeah, like, you not my brother, or like we not kin.
Type wow. Shit.
So I don't know. Emotional ass niggas, man. But I don't know. I ain't really like Quavo album like that.
Not really.
That's
top five albums for me this year. That's no cap. I've been spending that joint like crazy.
I spun that joint once.
How many monthly listeners Quavo get?
I spun that joint one time.
Like a month,
and I haven't been back to it since.
That joint slides.
I'm trying to figure out if I downloaded that joint. I think the Future song. What line?
Turn your click up. The Russ line or the
Future had a Russ line.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Got it out the field. Fuck Russell.
Russell, not Russ. I'm thinking like,
that Russ. Yeah, yeah.
He was
going
excited.
Ask Lori about the pedic. Going ask Joy. Ask Diz.
Yeah.
Hey man, that nigga be sliding.
Bro, he got fueled up on his joint. Mama told me who with me.
Gang.
Hold me.
I don't know. Him by himself, bro.
Wall to wall.
I just can't listen to a whole album of Quavo by himself rapping.
Nah, that ain't management.
All right. Yeah, so.
Management Black is here. He's black. That's my nigga. Shout out to management.
Shout out to management. yeah, I'm going to go back and listen to Quavo. I'm going to go back and listen to a lot of shit because. I be getting bored. That's why I went back and listened to El Toro. Because I feel like I listened to it halfway through.
Yeah.
And I heard somebody saying that they don't want EST in his like R&B bag.
They're tripping. He was
my
sliding.
Favorite songs are the ones
he was kind of
singing.
Yeah, definitely.
More Blood.
Bro, I think that'd be kind of my pet peeve with consumers when it comes to music is that they don't want artists to take risks, but then they say artists are boring when they stay in the same, they're staying same vein. Yeah, like the whole purpose of artistry is to take a risk or to like expand your craft creatively.
Certain,
especially if you have the talent to do it.
Certain risks, I don't think everybody should take.
Like I don't, but in regards to like you talking about like ESTG doing like more of the melodic stuff, he's good at it.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, I'm saying.
I don't expect everybody to succeed.
Yeah, but it's like it's
you can try.
Yeah. He's a rapper. I like his music. I'm not gonna say his name on the pod. I tell after he tries that singing shit and it don't hit at all. And it's a nigga who don't miss. So
hey, you talking about me?
Nah, I'm sitting there. You're a local rapper. You're a local rapper. But
I feel like I know who you're talking about too.
probably do.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But yeah,
it's going over my head.
Like, I think it adds longevity to your career, and it stops you from just falling into like that repetitive same shit every time, especially when you drop frequent. Like G dropped pretty frequently. Part of the reason like niggas had issue with the baby is that he one hit or quitter, sometimes two, but he dropped super frequent. Mm-hmm. It get tiring when you got one style.
So you're saying the more frequent you drop, the more often you should change up your shit.
If you drop it frequently, yeah, you should have more creativity to the type of styles of music that you're dropping.
I don't think there's nothing you could do to really stretch your run out, because I think that when the people are tired of you, they're tired of you. So
just don't make them tired of you quick. Like if you got one fastball, don't drop three times a year.
I think it's not the amount of music, the volume of music you put out. I think it's more so just the time period. Think about that, because like Kendrick waited so long to drop, nobody really gave a fuck. I mean, people gave a fuck, but nobody wasn't like.
I'm about to say, you about to cap, because he was sold out.
Yeah, cool, but it's Kendrick, though. It's Kendrick. I mean, so people are going to give it a try. But what I'm saying, before that J drop, I think we even said, like I don't care if you, like, it is what it is. I'm going to listen to it, but it's not like that. Like, the need for it wasn't really there, because we was going so long without it. You get what I'm saying?
I said the same thing with Travis. Like the nigga, his albums was like spaced out.
We're talking about music right now. We're not talking about. Oh my goodness! But now people were saying that like, yeah, Kendrick waited so long that J. Cole done passed him up. You get what I'm saying?
They weren't saying that, and I agree with you.
Those are supposed to be the big three.
Cole ain't passed that nigga.
But I feel like their whole style is off in the corner somewhere. So
that's the quality shit. Like, not to say the other shit ain't quality, but that's the shit that's like the what we was talking about, the timeless shit. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, them records that are,
it ain't that like forever. Microwave shit that's going, it's for like waves. Like,
but I think in regards to that with the Kendrick, in between his whole like 5-year gap of dropping albums, the landscape of rap switched from backpack and all of that to trap is the main.
You say
main
he's source. First two
questions. It's a broad umbrella of backpack. I'm not saying specifically backpack, but it's like,
dang, can it at least be a Gucci backpack?
I don't think what?
But just like the more
that's like Talib Kweli and fucking.
Yeah, no, he's not that. I'm saying just like that, the lyrical emphasis of rap.
And that's not even. And then what's the same thing you said about trap? You said trap wasn't popping back then. That's not.
No. I ain't say it wasn't popping. I said it's the more prominent face of rap right now within the last 5 years.
Trap has been there way before then, though.
You're taking it too literal. I'm saying as the,
like 2013
really. as the main face, where like what niggas is looking for outside of a Drake is trap.
You're saying that's new within the last 5 years?
I'm saying since he dropped, it's really been that, because like you said, the big three, they was all dropping kind of around the same time. Kendrick didn't drop after Damn for 5 years. So you take one face of the big three out of that joint. So it's just Drake and Cole. And Cole drops every 2 to 3 years. So unless Drake is dropping, the main facet of the rap is trap. And it's been like that since Kenny stopped dropping. Or stopped dropping consistently. Not saying that trap ain't been around. Trap always been around. But I'm saying as just like the focal point of rap. Like as it became more... Music became more commercialized, became more driven towards the nightlife and shit like that. Trap has been more prominent. So, like you said, just the need don't feel the same because music is commercialized towards the club now. Everything's commercialized towards club and nightlife and microwavable shit. That's all I'm saying.
I think it's been that. Like, there's certain shit like... Because, again, there's always been those people that come and go within that time. I think you got to come out with some substance or, like, a project so good that is going, because even like if you think about like Wale, ability wise, is up there with them.
100%
for sure.
100%.
When last time Wale dropped?
2021. Yeah, 2021. He dropped sometime during the pandemic, and it was like an EP.
Did you run and listen to it? Like,
I ain't listen to the joint.
I listened to it, but
this is that Every Blue Moon shit.
Nah, he dropped a whole EP during the pandemic. It had the song Black Girl Magic and something else on there. But he also hasn't really been active in the music scene since.
I don't know. I think that like if you are getting 16 million monthly, you need to be like happy with that, because a lot of niggas. Nah, I'm just saying, because a lot of niggas, like, for you to get to that point, like, you, that means your shit is going, your fan base, whether you get bigger or not, is going to be there for a while, at least.
For sure. Saying,
until niggas start dying off or some shit like that, you know, like.
You got a Boosie fan base.
Yeah. I guess I would say Currency got a better, would be like a more.
I like Currency vibes. I would rather say Currency over Boosie.
Yeah,
I would rather have a Currency.
I would rather be a Currency than be a Boosie.
If Currency comfortable, nigga, not bothering Currency. He probably knows exactly how much he about to get off of each.
Getting money, he don't got to worry about no label. Drive nice cars.
He just dropped something too with
He dropping tonight.
My man consistent.
That's the only thing. He drops a lot of music.
What was the other album he just had? He had one with a producer, with a certain producer. It was a collab joint.
The joint with Harry Fraud? Or was it with because he drops one with Fraud pretty often. Or was it Alchemist?
I think it was Alchemist. He went on a bunch of interviews.
Yeah, the Alchemist joint.
I think he dropped a Fraud joint this year too. Currency dropped like 3-4 tapes a year.
Tough.
Yeah, man. But how long have you been recording?
A little over an hour.
It's been the Middies podcast, man. We ain't really had too much to say about.
We talked about
it. This is a business podcast.
Honestly,
this is a business pod. It's cool. We'll come back with the jokes.
Yeah, we'll come back with the jokes next time. You know?
See y'all next week. Gang, gang. Like, comment, subscribe, follow the gang.
Subscribe, please.
Please tell a friend.
Shout out Killer Mike.
Shout out to Russ, man. Because Russ, we don't know if Russ go be here too much. Shout out to Russ, man.
16.5 million views.